The political climate in America has changed. We've been given a reprieve, and we have to work together to take advantage of that momentum and effect even more cultural and spiritual change. We can rebuild America. The American Family Association is working to do just that, and when you join with your support, it helps maximize the impact. As our thanks, we'll give you a DVD of biblical financial advice from Rob West called Biblical Stewardship. Please visit afa.net and get started today.
Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Today's Issues. That's the name of this program. Here on American Family Radio, it's Thursday, May the 22nd, 2025. Joining me in studio is Fred Jackson. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Tim.
And good morning, Chris.
Hello.
Chris Woodward. And we're scheduled to have Ray. Oh, Ray, you there? Okay. Got it worked out.
Yeah, I'm here. I was on my hands and knees pulling wires and plugging things in and out, and suddenly here I got the connection to work somehow.
Amen. So, you could have got down there. You're in Kansas City, and you were doing your own technical work underneath the desk.
Underneath the desk, just pulling plugs.
Got it to it. Here you are.
I don't know how it happened.
Well,
I don't
to know. Borrow from Gomer Pyle, Shazam.
Shazam.
Shazam, here we are. So Ray's in Kansas City, and for those of you watching on YouTube, and you can't see Ray. We don't have a camera for him. But anyway, we're in studio here, and Tim, Fred, and Chris, and this is a sad morning after what happened. Tell folks what happened in Washington, D.C. last night.
Well, last evening, there was a religious event at a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C. And what happened was that attending that event were two people who work at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. These two individuals, and we found out later, they're a couple that were about to get married. They were leaving this event last evening, along with another couple of people, and shots rang out. This young man and woman were killed. The shooter, we are told, and there's video of this guy, after opening fire on these individuals, he enters the museum, and somebody gave him a bottled water. But then they find out that this person did the shooting, and he is arrested by security people there at the museum, and he starts screaming out, "Free Palestine, free Palestine." So two people are dead. This young couple, they were going to Jerusalem, I believe, next week, and we're going to get married. And this guy, we understand he is he's 31 years old. He's from Chicago. I think police have identified him, Chris. Mm-hmm. They have a name for him. But the video that we have seen shows him being taken away by security people, and he is screaming, "Free Palestine." So basically he has admitted to this horrible event last night there in Washington, D.C., Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States, was on the scene last night and saying he will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But she also said this kind of violence, this anti-Semitism, has got to be stopped.
Yeah.
We do have some audio of this information that Fred is sharing here.
Okay.
Let's begin with it, just because it drives home Fred's point. We're not making up or paraphrasing the story here about him yelling things about Palestine. Clip one. Okay, so that shooter has been identified as 31-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago.
Okay, so let me get this straight as we can. Mm-hmm. You have this Jewish museum in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And this man from Chicago travels, I guess, from it appears his name is Elias Rodriguez.
Mm. Correct.
Which is a Hispanic name, but he doesn't look Hispanic to me. But anyway, I don't know what situation is there exactly. Because when I read the name, I thought, well, is this guy from another country came here to do this? But he is an American citizen from Chicago. So he's looking for a Jewish person to kill,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And then he can make his political mm-hmm. comments like he did here. So he kills this couple who yes. were leaving a Jewish museum, mm-hmm. and they just happened to be the ones that he decided to kill.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, what were you going to
say? I mean, Elias, the first name of the man police say pulled the trigger and was the gunman. Elias is a Middle Eastern name. It's a variant of the word Elijah or the name Elijah, which is also in Arabic as well.
Okay. So this is a targeted shooting, killing to make a political statement. He was seeking out Jewish people to kill, and this is what happened. So he's been arrested. Obviously, he basically turned himself in because mm-hmm. he wanted to make a stay. He's 30 years old, you say?
31.
31.
He was an employee of the, I have it here. This statement is the American osteopathic, how do you say that word?
Osteopathic.
The American Osteopathic Association joins with the American Osteopathic Information Association to express our profound sorrow in response to the tragic shooting deaths of these two Israeli embassy staff members outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday evening. So he evidently worked for them. I don't know where they're located, if they're located in Chicago or Washington, D.C. Anyway.
Yeah. So, a lot of reaction, Chris.
We do have a ton of reaction. Let's begin here. We mentioned Pam Bondi a little bit. By the way, Judge Jeanine Pirro, who many people know from Fox, is actually now she works for the federal government as a prosecutor. She's going to be the prosecutor over this case. And that was announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi. But I want to play a little bit of audio here, and we do have a lot of sound at our disposal from Americans and Israelis. Let's begin here. It's audio of a former Israeli diplomat by the name of Danny Dayan, if I said his name correctly or the name correctly. And the diplomat says here, while this type of terrorism happens every day, you never get used to it. Clip 3.
We are used to terrorism. Just a few days ago, a young Israeli mother was assassinated on her way to giving birth in a maternity hospital. So unfortunately, we are used to shocking attacks of this kind. But when you see the picture of these two young persons, a young man and a young woman that were about to be engaged, he was about to propose to her a marriage in Jerusalem next week. It's really heartbreaking. You can't get used to this kind of terrorism.
Now, talking about this kind of terrorism, our new ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, friend of this program in the ministry, he was on Fox and Friends this morning, and he says a lot of this terrorism is being aided by the growing number of anti-Semitic incidents in places like Europe and here in the U.S. as well. Clip 6.
This is an outrage, and when I see what should be educated European nations like the U.K. and France and Canada go after Israel, I just want to say to them, do you not remember how you won World War II? They're upset because Israel is trying to free hostages out of Gaza, trying to get them from the hands of Hamas. The reason that war has gone on so long and so many casualties is not because of the Israelis or the Americans. It's because of Hamas. We need to know who the real enemy is. And we've got a lot of ignorant, idiotic people who don't seem to understand the difference between right and wrong. It shouldn't be that complicated.
That's Governor Mike Huckabee, yeah. who's our ambassador now to Israel. Ray, any thoughts on all this?
Well, it is a despicable act of terrorism. Ambassador Huckabee called it ignorant, idiotic people who don't understand. In a way, Fred, this is a continuation of what started on October the 7th, yes. 2023. Mm-hmm. It's yet one more baseless attack on the Jewish nation, the Jewish state, the Jewish people. It's terrible. And I hope that this man gets Whatever the maximum penalty is, I hope this man gets it.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Huckabee there in that piece of audio we just played made reference to the UK and Canada. And what he was referencing is that earlier this week, the brand new Prime Minister of Canada, the UK, and also France sent a joint letter to Israel, basically saying, Israel, you're at fault in this. You have to stop this war against the Hamas terrorists. Now, listen, no one is arguing that it is horrific, the number of Palestinian civilians being killed. But Mike Huckabee and others have pointed out this war should never have started. It was started by the Hamas terrorists that run Gaza. This war could be over today if Hamas terrorists surrendered and gave up the remaining hostages. Israel would stop this right away, but the mainstream media and the far left in this country, we've seen these protests on our university campuses, and I think Mike Huckabee used the term idiots. And these people, I mean, this guy last night, you heard him say, free Palestine. Let's be very clear about this. Gaza was run by Hamas terrorists before they attacked the Israeli citizens on October 7th, 2023. They were free. I mean, Gaza was run as a free territory under the Hamas terrorists. But the Hamas terrorists carried out the massacre on October the 7th of 1,200, at least 1,200, Israeli men, women, and children. This could all be over if Hamas surrendered. So what Huckabee is saying, what others are saying, stop blaming Israel. Israel has, you know, what country would want to live next door to an area run by terrorists who are out to kill you? And again, when these people, when these university kids say free Palestine, and when this guy last night said free Palestine, they're not talking about, you know, West Bank. They're not talking about Gaza. They're talking about let's get rid of Israel.
It's from the river to the sea type thing.
It is, exactly. Yeah. So that's what they're talking about. They hate Israel. They hate the Jewish people.
Yeah, I think this is going to go on till the Lord comes back.
I think you're
this,
right, too.
This has been going on for a long, long time. I'm talking about anti-Semitism in particular. You look at what Adolf Hitler, but even back to the, but it goes way, 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 way back.
Yeah.
And okay, there's a belief system that these Hamas type thinkers, these kids on campuses in America, and these folks who say, you know, free Palestine. So so this is both spiritual. We can talk about that. And this is political.
Yeah.
All right. The political reason for this happening goes back really to the founding of Israel itself, 1948. And ever since that time, this piece of property, this land, if you will, land of the Bible, was basically under the control of the British.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Ed were here. He has, and you do too. You guys may understand this better than I do. So when, after World War II, the creation of the Nation of Israel by the United Nations, oddly enough, which now is very anti-Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a place to create as a homeland for the Jewish people. Well, immediately the fighting began because the Arabs who were living there already, the Muslims, they didn't want the Jews coming in. And so, I mean, it just, am I right, Ray? Just immediately.
That's right. That's right.
That's why Ben-Gurion, wasn't he one of the leaders of the Jewish people?
David Ben-Gurion.
Yeah. Right.
So they've always had to fight for that land.
From day one.
Day one.
From day one, they were attacked north and south and east and west, so to speak. Arab armies coming from every possible direction, and I think it was a miracle of God. I think a providential miracle of God that the Jews survived in 1948.
Yes.
Again in 56.
Yes.
Again in 67. Again in 73. And the various intifadas and so on, which continue actually in many ways up till this day. It's a miracle of God
Yes.
Jews survived against overwhelming odds.
Yes. The reason I'm saying all this and telling you all this, I'm glad Ray added the historical context, is because I want people to know where the feelings come from of hatred for the Jews on the other side. I'm in no way saying they're legitimate. I'm just trying to make you understand people don't do this in a vacuum. Okay. Right. So there's a war going on, has been going on, and Israel and the Jews have had to defend themselves. Otherwise, they'd go into extinction. Okay. They would just be annihilated. So when you have to fight to defend yourself, sometimes it involves killing other people who are noncombatants. Okay. So in the case of Gaza, where all these Palestinian, Arab, Muslims live, and they govern themselves because Israel got out about, 15 years ago or so, remember?
Yes.
And they gave them this piece of property. Now, that piece of property called Gaza on the Mediterranean Strip, the Israelis are watchful because they don't want rockets and ammo brought in there from underground tunnels from Egypt or through trucks or certainly from the sea. So Hamas, the political organization that controls Gaza and controls all the people, basically runs that area like a mob runs a city block, okay, or a gang. And so you don't dare cross them or your family's in trouble, okay, among the Palestinian people who live there. So they're basically in a hopeless situation in terms of changing the political landscape in their own region. So Israel has to take military action against the people in Gaza to try to get rid of Hamas. Well, they blend in with the civilian population.
Yes.
They hide in hospitals. They hide in a mosque. They run away. They have tunnels everywhere. They live to plot to kill Jews and get rid of the Israelis, get rid of Israel as a country. That's why they did October the 7th.
Yes.
And massacred 1,200 people. So when Israel retaliates, they do kill innocent people. That is true. If innocent people you describe as noncombatants, and women and children included, now they don't want to, they don't try to, but it's inevitable. Because yes. When you're going after somebody who wants to kill you and your people and destroy your country, and they hide among women and children, then it's unfortunate and sad and tragic. But what is he saying in the military? When you have to, when that happens, collateral damage.
Yeah,
I don't like that word necessarily because it dehumanizes what's going on. But so the killing of these people in Gaza that Israel has to undertake to defend themselves causes rage among other people who support the Arabs in Palestine. That's where this comes. I tell you all that to tell you where this comes from.
Yeah. But here's the troubling, you've outlined the reality of things.
Right.
But here's what's so disturbing. That knowledge that you just talked about is there. That's the truth, what you just outlined. That is the truth. But still, we have these protests on American campuses.
Yes.
We have this kind of tragedy last night. Built on lies.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah.
Built on lies. And that is what's so disturbing. The kids on these campuses are being fed lies and distortions, propaganda by their university professors. The mainstream media in this country goes along with all of that. The truth is, as I say, Israel would stop the war tomorrow if Hamas put up the white flag and said, we're done.
Yes.
We're finished.
Yes.
Also, Israel goes to incredible levels of warning where they're going to bomb.
Right.
They put leaflets down. They do not want to kill these.
They don't want to be at war. They want to be at peace.
No, they want to be at peace. It was interesting this morning, the interview that Fox and Friends did with Mike Huckabee. The last question to him was from Ainsley Earnhardt, one of the hosts there. And she said, Ambassador Huckabee, you're also a preacher. He's a Baptist preacher as well. He's done that in his past, as long with being governor of Arkansas. And she said, you know, through the years, Israel's been attacked.
Yeah.
They've been suppressed by the Romans, etc. It's continuing today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so there's this we talked about the political and some mix of the spiritual. Maybe you guys can talk about the spiritual more. We've got an interview coming up with a couple of gentlemen who have a wonderful historical movie coming out that's going to be in theaters across America called The American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident. And we're going to talk to those two fellows when we get back from the break. But, yes, very sad situation, tragic situation that happened last night in our nation's capital with this fellow gunning down two Jewish people leaving a museum. We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
When a woman experiences an unplanned pregnancy, she often feels alone and afraid. So many times her first response is to seek out an abortion. But because of the generosity of listeners like you, that search may lead her to a preborn network clinic. Preborn offers God's love and compassion to hurting women and then provides a free ultrasound to introduce them to the life growing inside them. This combination brings the ultimate miracle of life to life and doubles a baby's chance at life, which is why Preborn saw over 67,000 babies rescued last year alone. Meet Maddie. Maddie was in a tough situation as she wasn't sure who the father was. But after receiving counseling, prayer, and a free ultrasound at a Preborn Network clinic, everything changed. Maddie discovered she had twins and found the strength she needed to choose life. Your tax-deductible donation of $28 sponsors one ultrasound. How many babies can you save? Please donate your best gift today. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com AFR. That's preborn.com AFR.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Fred, Chris, and Ray, we thank you for listening to Today's Issues here on American Family Radio. We were talking about the slaying of two Jewish people, a young couple, engaged, and they were in Washington, D.C. at the Jewish Museum at an event. They were leaving. Some guy was waiting outside. He was a terrorist, an American citizen, evidently, who was from Chicago, and he was one of these radical Free Palestine folks. And gunned him down.
Yes.
And, hey, there's another big story developing real quickly before we go to our interview you were telling me about before you. The one in San Diego.
In San Diego.
What happened this morning?
Around 3:30 this morning, San Diego time. We're not sure where this executive jet took off from, whether it was the San Diego airport or whatever, but there was a crash. This jet crashed into a San Diego neighborhood. What's being reported at this hour, multiple fatalities. We have a story at afn.net, and one of the images. This street where this plane crashed looks like a war zone. You have wreckages, burnt cars. Obviously, 3:30 in the morning, people who lived there were asleep for the most part when this occurred. So this is breaking news. We have, a story at AFN.net. We will give you more information as it unfolds, but just another horrible tragedy involving aviation.
Well, we will definitely pay attention to that. What's the website for all the news, Chris?
AFN.net. AFN.net.
AFN, that's our news site. Welcome back anyway, Fred, Chris, Tim, and Ray. Well, summertime is a big movie season, and we have two gentlemen on with us now who have spent the last couple of years making a film about America And the film is called The American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident. And it's going to be in theaters on the big screen coming up in just a couple of weeks. And joining us right now is Timothy Mahoney. Timothy, you there?
I'm here, yes.
Do you go by Timothy or Tim?
Mainly by Tim, but
okay.
I was born with Timothy.
Yeah. Did your mom call you Timbo like mine did?
No, my mom just called me Timmy.
Or Timmy. Yeah, you got the Timmy and Lassie jokes. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, welcome, Tim. Appreciate you being on with us. And Ralph.
Absolutely.
Ralph Ugstroz. Ralph has been a longtime friend of our ministry here. Ralph, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Hey, Timothy, tell us what your role is in this new movie that's coming out called The American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident.
Well, I am the director, and I was able to, I knew Michael Medved, who wrote the book, The American Miracle, God's Providential Hand on America. And he and I were friends, and he said, would you help me tell this amazing story? And I prayed about it, and I was able to, I knew Ralph and Doug Maddox, and we were able to pull it together to make this incredible film.
Ralph, when does the movie come out?
The movie hits theaters on June 9th, so in just a little over a couple weeks.
Tell us what your role was in this, Ralph. How did this all come to pass?
Well, along with Tim and with our colleague Doug, we executive produced the movie and also produced individual aspects of the movie. One of my main responsibilities was producing the soundtrack. We have a Hollywood composer that I've known for quite a while, Lolita Rithmanis, who composed about 90 minutes of original music that we recorded in Latvia, in Europe, last fall with a symphony orchestra and a chorus. It's a beautiful soundtrack. And I also worked on the interviews, the scholar interviews, which you'll see in the movie itself.
All right. So, Ralph, tell us when the movie, you tell us when the movie comes out, June the 9th. Where can people go and watch the trailer, and where can they buy tickets?
Well, the main place to go to is AmericanMiracleMovie.com. And if you go to AmericanMiracleMovie.com, you'll find links to both find a theater location near you, as well as the trailer is there. There are also various resources there that people can use to post on their social media about the movie. And we really want to encourage people to do that. You know, Patterns of Evidence Foundation is presenting this movie. It's a nonprofit, 501c3. So we're hoping people will come out and support this movie so that we can do and make more movies like this in the future. So AmericanMiracleMovie.com is where everyone can go to get more information and find out where in their area they'll be able to watch the movie.
Timothy Mahoney and Ralph Ugstroz are our guests. They are executive producers and director of the movie The American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident, which is coming out in theaters. So you want to go see it in the theater on the big screen on June the 9th. What is the give us the essence, if you will, Timothy, of the American when the movie's titled The American Miracle, what does that mean?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know this story, but God's providential hand, in other words, the presence of God, people observed it being involved in George Washington's life, and we're going to be showing and telling the forgotten story, as it were, of the miraculous protection over George Washington, and then we're going to be showing and telling the story of times when he was in battles where bullet holes went through his clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Horses were shot out from underneath him, and God miraculously spared him for a purpose. And then we see that that purpose would be coming to be the leader of this nation. And we're going to be seeing battle scenes with the British where miraculous things happen with storms that came in mm-hmm. and prevented the British from attacking. A fog would come in and prevent and allow George Washington to escape. We're going to be showing the Delaware crossing. And then we lead to, well, what was this battle all about? And it was about the Constitution. And we're going to show you, in some ways, the battle that happened to bring that about. And it's an amazing film, speaking of God's miraculous hand on this nation. And it's an important film for today.
Ralph, where'd you find your actors for this movie?
You know, we worked with both a casting agent, but also with actors that each of us had worked with in previous projects. So, you know, we have Pat Boone, who plays the elderly Thomas Jefferson. We have Kevin Sorbo, who plays the young, relatively young Thomas Jefferson, who's the president of the United States. Nicole C. Mullen, who many people will recognize as a very well-known contemporary Christian artist, one of the most successful there is. This is her first dramatic acting role, and you know, she surprised all of us. She knocked it out of the park. What an amazing actress she is. We also feature one of her songs that she recorded some years ago called Freedom. She's re-recorded it and rearranged it for the movie. So that song appears in the movie as well as the symphonic and the choral soundtrack. So Rachel Day Hughes is in the movie, who was in I Heard the Bells a few years ago, a movie that came out around Christmas. So there's, you know, Cameron Arnett, James Arnold Taylor, great, wonderful actors who were very interested and excited to be a part of this huge project.
Who picked the actors, Timothy?
Well, I was able to, as a director, make the final choice.
Okay, stop example, right there. Stop right there, because I sent my demo in.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. I did a reading like y'all wanted me to. And you solicited, and I sent it in, and never heard back from you. And I don't know what happened, you know, there. So I'm glad I got right to the top to find out why y'all turned me down on this.
Well, I have to tell you, there's more films coming, so you have a second chance.
Okay.
There's always right. a Betsy Ross project.
Well, I was going to play Ben Franklin. I've always wanted to play Ben Franklin, and it doesn't look like I got the chance in this movie. All right, I'm just kidding, folks. Ralph, again, tell folks where they can go and watch the trailer and buy tickets. Can they find, is there a place on there that they can see, okay, the movie's going to be shown at this particular theater where I live and that kind of thing?
You know, I mean, there are two ways of doing it. You know, Fathom Entertainment is distributing the movie. So they are distributing in theaters nationwide across the country, over 1,000 theaters. So I'm sure that people can find a theater very close to them. If not the theater that they typically would go to. But, I mean, they can go to Fathom Entertainment's site to see what other movies Fathom is distributing, including The American Miracle. But the best place to find out exactly where The American Miracle will be would be at AmericanMiracleMovie.com. So that would be the place to go.
Go ahead, I could Timothy. Add to that. Yeah. You can put your zip code and city in there, and it tells you where the theater is if it's nearby.
Oh, that's awesome. So spell out.
We need people to spread the word.
Yes,
we,
absolutely.
We want people to be aware of this movie and to let their friends know, especially as we approach the 250th anniversary of our nation next year. This movie is getting everybody in the mood and up to speed and excited about this great anniversary we'll be celebrating next year.
Yeah. Timothy, go ahead and give the website again, if you would.
AmericanMiracleMovie.com. AmericanMiracleMovie.com. And you mentioned the name Ben Franklin. And we have an amazing Ben Franklin in this film. And he has a call to prayer that is like none other that I've seen. And some people would say Ben Franklin had a call to prayer, and he did. And it was recorded, and we filmed it. And it's a message. This film is a message to the nation right now about not forgetting God.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why people need to see this film.
Well, if you guys will get back in touch with us, maybe the day before, the day of, we'll have you, one or both of you, back on again, because, but we wanted everybody to know about it now so people can be looking forward to it and get their tickets. June 9th, The American Miracle is the title of the movie. The yes. American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident.
It's June 9, 10, 11. And okay. Previously I made the Patterns of Evidence films, and so they might remember me from that.
Yes.
But this is another pattern of evidence of God acting in history.
Yes, absolutely. Gentlemen, we got to go, but we thank you for all your work, and we will pray for you in this effort, and we look forward to good things happening with the movie.
Thank you.
Tim, thank you. Keep up the good work at AFA, and we look forward to your support on this film.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Thank you for... those two fellas.
I watched the trailer this morning.
Yeah.
Production level is out of this world. It's right. absolutely
Which
amazing.
May explain why they didn't call me back.
next time.
Well, you were up. It was either you or Pat Boone.
Yeah, or Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo. That's what it came down to, right?
Yeah, had a little bit more muscle mass, and I think was the reason. Listen, I got to run. I got one of my – ever how many grandchildren I got? I got one of their
– A bunch.
I got a bunch of grandkids, and I got one of their end of the school year
awards.
Deals.
Yeah.
So I got to run out of here.
You're doing the granddad thing.
So I'm going to turn it over to you guys.
All right.
And wish you the best the rest of the show. Thanks.
All right. Very good. Very good. Hey, listen, want to go back to our top story in case folks, Chris just joined us.
Yes.
Just horrible tragedy outside a Jewish museum last night in Washington, D.C. Two employees of the Israeli embassy who happened to be attending an event there, they were leaving that event. And a guy, the suspect, now been arrested, opened fire. Some people said they heard at least a dozen shots. But this couple who were, they were engaged to be married. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm told they were going to go to Jerusalem next week and be married. They were shot and killed. This guy's been arrested. A lot of people talking about this, Chris. And we talked a little bit a while ago about Mike Huckabee, who is now the U.S. ambassador. Mm-hmm. He is on site. He is there in Jerusalem right now, but he was interviewed this morning. And one of the questions he was asked, I found very interesting by one of the Fox hosts, is that, you know, Israel has been under persecution for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And he had an interesting response. It's a thing of biblical proportions, mm-hmm. which is what's going on with Israel right now. So let's have a listen to Ambassador Huckabee once again talking about from the biblical perspective. Cut number 7.
Well, he made his decision 3,800 years ago when he told Abraham that they would be a people unto himself in a land unto themselves. And for that length of time, there have been those who have tried to crush them and kill them and annihilate them. Right now, they're under threat. All of us who live here are under threat. I just came out of the shelters 3 hours ago from a Houthi missile that was fired toward Jerusalem. Thank goodness an Arrow rocket was able to intercept it and keep it from coming down on top of us. But it's something you live with every day here. And most people in the world have no idea that Israelis wake up every day knowing that there are Iranian proxy groups trying to kill them. And then there are individuals who are trying to kill them, just like what happened to those two precious young people, both employees at the Israeli embassy in Washington.
Ray, I'm curious as to what you think about a question I have here. Now, anti-Israel people are of people of all ages, but there are a lot of younger people today that are making the news for all kinds of things that involve anti-Israel situations, comments, actions, what have you. And that comes at a time in which we are hearing that more young people are interested in faith and the Bible and church. So, my question to you is, what do we, the people, the body of Christ, need to do to reach more young people and give them the truth, what God really wants, what he has said, what he has done for Israel? What do we need to do to reach more people so that way we have more young people out there living right and not spewing hatred?
Well, there's a couple things going on that we need to think about. Number one, anti-Semitism has been with us since the days of Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael. It's very old. Fred, you and I have talked about this on air, how it goes back to the book of Genesis, but you really see anti-Semitism exploding in the days of the Pharaoh of Moses' day, right? Mm-hmm. And the hatred of the Jewish people is deeply rooted inside the human psyche. So that's one part of the answer, Chris, sin is deep. Sin is deep in the human heart, and the hatred of the Jewish people is the hatred of the God of the Jewish people. Let me say that again.
Yeah.
The hatred of the Jewish people is hatred of the God of the Jewish people and the promises that he made, because God is the one who called. Remember, book of Deuteronomy says, I didn't choose you because you were great. I didn't choose you because you were powerful. You were not powerful. You're like one of the smallest people groups in the world. I chose you. I put my love upon you. I created you to, and through you, God promised, and he did. He brought his Messiah, the Lord Jesus, to the earth through the Jewish people. So you've got all of that on one hand. And your question is fascinating because it is true that, and we can talk about this in a number of different ways, but I think the evidence is there. The younger generation, not the old people, my age, in their 70s or 60s or 50s or 40s, but let's get on down to the 30s and the 20s and even into the teens. There's a movement of God among young people who are eager to know the truth. Yeah. And they want some guidance. And I'll say this, and believe it or not, this is what you get when you ask a preacher a question like that. I'm going around the barn to answer the question, but I'm thinking out loud as I'm saying it, that I'm excited about the future because I see God doing something among young people. But this is what I see everywhere I go and people I talk to, people I trust say the same thing. Young people today, they're tired of fluff. They're tired of fakery. They're tired of hypocrisy. They say, give me the truth. Give it to me straight. Tell me who God is. Tell me what the Bible says. And I think one of the keys here is we've got to have pastors who understand the promises God made to the Jewish people and to the nation of Israel, and who are unashamed to say it boldly, clearly, and plainly. If we will preach the truth clearly, young people around the world are listening. They're waiting for that. So that is at least, Fred, part of the answer.
Well, and you've touched on something. Here's one of the problems, is that for hundreds of years, Ray, that many people who would fall under the banner of Christians taught that God was through with the Israeli people, with the Jewish people. God was through with them. Mm. You know, they would say things like, well, the Jews killed Jesus.
Right.
And so God is through with the Jewish people. Despite the fact of what is a Romans 10, Romans 11.
Romans 11, yeah.
Yeah, Romans 11. Paul made it very clear. Can you talk to us a little bit about what Paul said in Romans 11 that addresses this thing that God is through with the Jewish people?
Yeah.
Look, he made a metaphor, if you will, in Romans 11. He talked about that the natural olive branches have been taken away and the wild olive branches have been grafted in you. And you say, what does that mean? Well, he's talking about the promises God made to Abraham became true in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But those promises included a future for the nation of Israel. And Paul's point is, don't get the big head. Okay, it's a loose way of saying, don't get the big head and think, well, it's all just about us. And Paul says, no, understand, if he took out the Jewish people and put the Gentiles in, he can put the Jewish people back into his plan anytime he wants. And Paul's point is, he's going to do that.
Yeah.
In the last days, I would say it this way. I think, Fred, the greatest revivals in history are not in the past.
Yes.
Greatest revivals, not the first Great Awakening, not the second, not the layman's prayer revival. I think the greatest revivals in history are dead ahead in front of us as we rush headlong into the last days and the coming of Jesus Christ. And my friends, Jews are coming to Christ in record numbers around the world. But as they say, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right. Yet, it goes to Revelation chapter 7.
Yes.
And this is a few, you talk about future events.
Yeah.
That God is going to have 140,000 witnesses. And that chapter is so clear. 12,000 from each of the 12,000 tribes. 144,000 witnesses. 12,000 from each tribe. And the tribes are mentioned. So to say that God is through with the Jewish people, you're ignoring, Ray and Chris, clear teaching in Scripture.
Yes, and you're also making God out to be a liar, which Scripture clearly tells us God is not a man that he should lie. We know that from the book of Numbers. So to say that God is through with them and has moved on, number one, you haven't read the end of the Bible. And number two, you're calling God a liar when he himself tells us in the word that he inspired man to write that he's not a man that he should lie. And Jesus himself told, you know, is quoted as saying salvation is of the Jews. I mean, there's a whole lot of things here that we're just like touching the, you know, surface of the water on. We're not even really even getting that deep into theology.
But hey, look, Revelation 7, Verse 5, from the tribe of Judah, 12,000. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Yeah. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. On down, Manasseh, Asher, Simeon. Today it's hard to understand who would be in the individual tribes because the centuries have passed, but God knows. And I know some interpreters, guys, they like to say, well, the sealing of these 12,000 from each of the tribes, this is some kind of symbolic picture of the Christian church. No, that's that's not possible.
No.
That, if words have any meaning, Gad means Gad, Reuben means Reuben,
yeah.
Manasseh means Manasseh, God's got a plan for ethnic Israel in the future. And as somebody said, in the days of the tribulation, God's going to turn loose 144,000 Jewish Billy Grahams around the world, and untold multitudes are going to come Amen. To faith in Christ.
Would it help you, Ray, and other ministry leaders if the people getting Sunday school lessons prepared for this weekend or in the weeks ahead, or maybe even pastors praying about what it is that the Lord would have me do on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights for the special kind of series messages, would it help you if they put together lessons or sermons on what does God say about the Jewish people?
Listen, we need that. In light of what happened, the terrible thing that happened in Washington, D.C., we got to teach our people God has a plan for the Jewish people. He always had. He does. Our Lord was Jewish. The Christian Savior is the Jewish Messiah. God loves the Jewish people, and multitudes of them are going to embrace Jesus as their Lord and Savior in the last days.
Yeah, notice how Ray said, is the Jewish Messiah, not yeah. was.
Yeah, right.
Because he ain't dead.
Absolutely is.
Absolutely.
Excuse my Southernism.
All right. Well, listen, be praying for the dear families of these two who lost their lives last night. And guys, I think God can use a tragedy like this to begin discussions amongst people. Why, you know, the questions to ask, why do people hate the Jewish people? Why are the mainstream media and others attacking Israel for defending itself against the October 7th, 2023 tragedy when Hamas terrorists massacred more than 1,200 Israeli men, women, and children? This doesn't make sense, all the hatred being directed towards Israel when Israel was the one that was attacked. Mm-hmm. I think it's a tremendous opportunity to witness and Ray to talk about, well, here's the history of Israel and the Jewish people. And so what we're talking about, Ray, it goes back to spiritual battles. It goes back. And what are spiritual battles all about? Because there's an evil one who hates God and hates the Jewish people, and that is Satan. And he is orchestrating all of this. But as Ray, you were talking about, we know what the Bible says the end of the story is.
Look, Satan hates the Jewish people. He tried to destroy Moses.
Yes.
And remember, he used Pharaoh to stir up hatred, to kill the male Jewish babies. Look at King Herod and the slaughter of the baby boys of Bethlehem.
Yeah.
He did his best. Satan hates Jesus, of course, and he hates the Jewish people, and he does what he can to kill them. And so, friends, you may ask yourself, you may say to yourself, well, look, why is Israel doing what it's doing? Okay, why don't they come and negotiate? How do you negotiate with somebody who attacks and kills 1,200 of your people and openly says, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, Israel will be wiped off the face of the earth, Hamas understands one language, and it's the language of force. Nobody likes what the Jews, what Israel has been forced to do, but Hamas are the ones to blame for this.
Amen. Amen. All right, Chris, we just have a few minutes before we go to news. What else is happening? I mean, it's another one of those days.
It is, and it's not even Friday, and Fridays are really busy news days. I do want to direct everybody to our website because we're coming up on a break. We have had other big stories that could have been the lead story today or the story we spent a lot of time discussing had we not had the unfortunate shooting in Washington, D.C. there.
We've got a Supreme Court decision this morning.
We do, yes. That's where I was going. The Supreme Court today issued a split ruling on that religious charter school situation in Oklahoma. Because this was a split 4-4 ruling, that means the lower court ruling by the Oklahoma Supreme Court against the school stands. So in Oklahoma, this Catholic charter school will not be allowed to operate as a charter school. Whether or not they decide to go forth with a Catholic school, I'm not sure. We'll follow up on that later today. But for right now, it was a 4-4 decision, which again, the Oklahoma Supreme Court and its ruling against the charter school stands. And I did confirm that with our Abe Hamilton earlier this morning.
Now, this was an interesting division even within Oklahoma because
yes.
The governor and the attorney general were at odds over
yes.
this.
The governor was fully in favor of the religious charter school, and it would have been the first religious charter school in these United States of America. But the attorney general, who is a Republican, same party as the governor, was opposed to the school under the concern that government shouldn't be involved with a religious school. And the attorney general has made comments such as, if we allow this school to operate, then you have to allow for other schools that teach things like Sharia law or even Satanism to operate. That's an actual quote from the attorney general, which we have used time and again in our coverage of this story.
And charter school, just to be clear, is a school that is fully funded by taxpayers' funds.
Yes.
So you can kind of see, and Ray, the concerns perhaps that the attorney general had that once you put this in place, then other religious groups could come along and say, like an Islamic school, we want to be fully taxpayer funded. So we'll see where this goes.
There are legitimate arguments on both sides. And if people want to know how come the court split 4-4, it's because Amy Coney Barrett
yeah.
recused herself, evidently because she had some kind of connections with one of the lawyers on, you know, one of the sides there.
Yeah.
So that's why it's unusual, Fred, for to end up a 4-4 split mm-hmm. on the Supreme Court.
Yes. All right. Got to take a break for news. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ray, you and I will take a little break. We'll be back. And Steve Jordahl will be joining us. As I say, there are stories we didn't get a chance to talk on in the last hour. And we're going to get into those stories when we come back right after the break. You're listening to Today's Issues. Don't go away.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.